This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, I'm here with Olivia Normand. How are you, Olivia?
Very fine, thank you.
Excellent. We're in Burgundy at the moment. We're in Dijon. You're just about to show me around Dijon, so I'm looking forward to that. But you've got an interesting sort of role yourself. What exactly do you do?
So the job is quite complete indeed. I would say the main activity is acting as an export department for many small family and quality growers all over in Burgundy. But before that, the big part of my job is also to select and discover the new star in terms of winemaking in Burgundy. Later, we will go and visit a few growers together, mm-hmm. and you will have the opportunity to see an old star, to taste and visit an old star, but also a new star. I just discovered a few months ago. He's Parker Rice guy. He's really rising now, and that's also a big part of my job, to discover all these people who produce fantastic wines, who are not known at all because they are just taking care of their production, and they do not know really how to sell it. So they do not know really how to export, they do not know the markets, they do not know the people in the market. So my job then is now to act as an export manager and to find the right guys able to sell the wines to the right market.
How many, you say you need to discover people, how many producers are there in Burgundy?
Officially, you got in Burgundy more than 4,000 people producing wines mm-hmm. every year. All these growers, you got lots of growers who do not bottle the wines, they are just selling in bulk to negotiants or cooperatives. I would say you got more than 2,500 producers to taste. Mm-hmm. So I will not say I've tasted all of them, yeah. not at all, but I've tasted lots of them, and I should admit that you got the star on one side, but it's a very tiny percentage, but you got also a part with bad wines. We should be honest and say that it's old-fashioned and not very well made. Mm-hmm. So the job is quite important, to find the right people, even if they are not new star, but find the right people having the right product for the right market.
Do you go to the big trade shows to see them, or are you more driving up and down the...
Both of them. Both of them, yeah. Trade shows, every 2 years, we got in Burgundy a famous show like Vinexpo called Les Grands Jours de Bourgogne, and it's a very nice opportunity to taste all the growers per village. Mm-hmm. I mean, during 1 week, you got in every village different tastings with all the growers, all the producers of each village in Gevrey-Chambertin, Nuit-Saint-Georges, etc., where you can taste and compare. Uh-huh. And it's a very good opportunity. And having a first selection after you go, you visit, you discuss. It's very interesting always to visit people, to see how is their setup, if it's clean, not clean, how they're working, new barrels, old barrels. It's very interesting to understand also how it works.
Sure. No, that's good. What is the state of play at Burgundy at the moment? Because it suffered a bit under the Napoleon laws, lots of small producers, small chunks of land. How much consolidation is going on at the moment? Is there consolidation? Are you seeing bigger producers coming through?
Currently, to be honest, the situation in Burgundy is quite difficult because of the economic situation everywhere. I would say currently the small growers got better business than the big one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they are smaller and they got often more niche market mm-hmm. for the part they are selling in bottles.
Yep.
So they manage to be in better position compared to the big negotiations who are really suffering a lot. When you look at the official figures of Burgundy, they are minus 20-25%. Mm-hmm. So it's a quite difficult situation, even if we start to see some green lights in different countries to perhaps not already green, orange. Let's say orange. But it seems that things seems to go better and better. I think there is also a general trend arising in France, but also probably in other countries, where people are looking for something more, something smaller, something more genuine, rather than the big name, the big brands, where you are paying for the label, for the name,
yep,
and sometimes not for the quality inside the bottle. Okay. And more people are educated, and more they are looking for something different.
What's Burgundy's big markets? What countries buy Burgundy?
UK is number one.
Okay.
UK is number one, US, Japan, two and three. Mm-hmm. And after the rest of Europe, China is arising a little bit. Russia was a big market, but is very down currently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, UK is number one, especially for Chablis, but also for the rest of Burgundy.
Sure. Burgundy is quite, I find it quite complicated. You know, there are some big blocks, but within those big blocks, there's lots of nuance. Do you find that people understand Burgundy very well? Because you talk to people and a lot of people know Bordeaux and they know the different communes and the different areas in Bordeaux. Burgundy to me seems to be even more complicated than Bordeaux. But is that just me or am I?
No, I think lots of people are frightened by Burgundy because it seems complicated. I would say Bordeaux got a big advantage because they started to export with the English market long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's much better known because of they were open to with the ocean. They were open, it was easy to export. Burgundy is in the center of France, was not exporting at all for decades and centuries, so it's not very well known abroad. And you got many, many names, different names. Just as a comparison, the average size in Burgundy for a producer is about 4.5 hectares. If you compare to Bordeaux, the average is 60 hectares.
Yep.
So it's 15 times more, bigger. Mm-hmm. But in Burgundy, to remain simple, first, it's quite easy in terms of grape. It's Chardonnay for the white and Pinot Noir for the red.
And Gamay.
And Gamay for the Beaujolais. Aligoté.
Aligoté.
But Aligoté is 5%, so remain simple. As a simplification, let's say Chardonnay, Pinot Noir to make it easy. And in terms of appellation, to read a label is not always easy, but keep in mind that you got four different type of wines. And these four type of wines are represented in general like a pyramid, Egyptian pyramid. Mm-hmm. So the base of the pyramid is what we call the generic appellation. So it's a big volume and first step in terms of quality, on the quality scale. And how to recognize the Bourgogne generic? Very often on the label, you can see Bourgogne Chardonnay, Bourgogne Pinot Noir, Bourgogne Haute Côte, Bourgogne Aligoté, etc. You always got Bourgogne plus something. The second step of the pyramid, you got four steps. The second step of the pyramid is what we call the village appellation. Mm-hmm. And on the label, a village appellation got the same name than the village where it is produced. For example, Chevrey-Chambertin, Nuit-Saint-Georges, Meursault, Pommard, Beaune, all these wines are village appellation. The third step is what we call the premier cru. Premier cru, very often, are located mid of hill in Burgundy because it's drier conditions, it's better extraction in terms of vineyards, and the wines are, we are increasing the quality more and more. And to recognize a premier cru, you always got the name of the village plus premier cru written after the name plus another name.
Yeah, it's usually one with an ER on it, isn't it?
Yes, one ER, that's right. So for example, Nuit-Saint-Georges, premier cru, Les Damodes, Gevrey-Chambertin, premier cru, Les Cherbaudes, etc. And the top of the pyramid, very tiny part of the production, but the best of the best, the cream of the cream. You got the Grand Cru, and the Grand Cru are very, very tiny plots, like the Clos Vougeot, like Corton Charlemagne, like Montrachet Grand Cru, etc. So if you keep this pyramid in mind, you manage to demystify Burgundy, and finally it's not so complicated. It's very rich in terms of appellation because we got more than 160 different appellations. But this richness of appellations is coming from the different climate, microclimate we can have in Burgundy. Is coming from the soil, because the soil is very complicated and can change from 1 meter to another meter. The change can be different. And all these different climate small plots are creating different appellations.
Yep.
So you got lots of name, but finally you always attach a name to a generic village, Premier Cru or Grand Cru. Mm-hmm. And just keep that in mind. It will ease to understand and appreciate Burgundy.
Sure. But some producers are much better than other producers, as you were saying earlier. You look for the rising stars.
Yeah.
So obviously, a Premier Cru is not a consistent thing. There is quite a big variability within that.
Exactly. Exactly. You really have to taste. And that's also another point, different compared to Bordeaux. Different and not different, because in Bordeaux, often with the top-end Bordeaux, you rely on the producer, Chateau Margaux, Petrus, or whatever. In Burgundy, it should be the same also, because under a label of Chevrey-Chambertin or label of Meursault, you got more than 100 producers producing the same label, Chevrey-Chambertin.
Yeah.
And you got old style of Chevrey-Chambertin, because coming from the style of grape they are producing, coming from the vinification, coming from the élevage, you got so many different parameters and the place of the plot. So many different parameters producing so many different wines with the same name. That is the big problem we could have, because if someone has tasted Chevrey-Chambertin, which was so, he said Chevrey-Chambertin is bad. No, yep. Sorry. This producer produced a so-so Chevrey-Chambertin. Yes, you are right. And that's also why my job is important, to taste in the Grand Jour de Bourgogne many Chevrey-Chambertin to find the right one among the multitude of different wines.
Sure. Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there, Olivier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.